generations for faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. Have grace and mercy upon me to do your word and walk in holiness. Align my spirit with the Holy Spirit. Pray from a place of purity. I confess your favor and goodness for myself, my family, my pastor, and my church body. I bless people and rebuke any spirit not of God operating through men or women. I separate people from the spiritual enemy displayed in Ephesians 6. I pray men and women operating in a bad spirit or the works of the flesh to be consecrated to God. I will not wrestle with flesh and blood. I bless those that wish to curse me in Jesus' name. God, I forgive them their sins and release favor upon them. God, your favor is like a shield, a hedge of protection upon my life. It keeps the spiritual enemy from defeating me. God, fight against my spiritual enemy to save me. God, give me a sign of your goodness that the spiritual enemy will see it and be put to shame. Because you help and comfort me. This favor is not compatible with the kingdom of God. I will not submit to it. I remove the garment of disfavor. I wear the garment of divine favor in the name of Jesus. Every mark of disfavor upon my life, spiritually and physically, will be wiped off with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every power that erased my name and picture from the memory of those ordained to favor, let the earth open and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. My Father, every lion roaring against my favor, I command you today be silenced in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I refuse to serve under the spirit of disfavor in Jesus' name. Every seat of evil judgment set up against my favor, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision taken against my life and favor, the blood of Jesus reverses them. In Jesus' name. My Father, favor the works of my hands. In Jesus' name. To the spiritual enemy that attempts to rise up against me, according to 1 Samuel 17:46, this will be your portion. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day, I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. I'm coming into great favor. Lord, I have your divine favor. Now I'm going to say a prayer over you. So agree with me in your spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost, and come into agreement. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, declare divine favor on everyone that listens to this. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I pray for a supernatural release of favor on your life. Lord God, I pray your spirit to rest upon them. Right now, Holy Ghost, I call upon you. Lord God, I call forth great and abundant favor. Lord God, I pray you would release your angels, Lord God, Father, to deliver, Lord God, packages from the heavenly realm to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, great favor comes upon you. Holy Ghost, Father, I pray, Lord God, your holy fire, Lord God, rest upon every individual listening to this in the name of Jesus Christ. His peace, abundant peace be upon you. May it rest upon you and upon your home. That the goodness of mercy will follow you all the days of your life. That you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is no giant that will stand against you. There is no enemy that will stand before you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you victory through Jesus Christ, through the cross. The price has been paid. You are victorious. You will trample upon snakes and scorpions and upon all crawling things in this dimension. Right now, every fallen entity that has risen against you comes to naught in the name of Jesus. They turn away in disgrace. I declare in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy comes to naught. I bless the house of the Lord and I bless the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless every man and woman and declare in the name of Jesus supernatural freedom. If there's any area of your life that has an open door in the name of Jesus, Lord God, close it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray your holy love, Lord God, your liquid love to come down, Lord God, from the throne room, even now in the name of Jesus. The love of God is poured out abroad upon you, saints. Holy Ghost, par shabamariana sodokoyete. The love of God is your portion. Your God loves you. You are his child. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And any word that declares the opposite is a lie of the devil. We cancel every lie. I expose every lie of the enemy right now over your life. I expose every entity right now that has tried to come against you, that has tried to hinder you, that has tried to disrupt your spiritual walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be abundantly blessed. You will be abundantly rich in the Spirit. His blessing, his favor is upon you. You will take back the land in the name of Jesus Christ. The land is your portion. Declare the good report of the Lord. Declare the good report. In the name of Jesus, every bad report that has been spoken, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ and declare abundant favor over you today. Children of God, give him praise. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. declarations for faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. Have grace and mercy upon me to do your work and walk in holiness. Align my spirit with the Holy Spirit. Pray from a place of purity. I confess your favor and goodness for myself, my family, my pastor, and my church body. I bless people and rebuke any spirit not of God operating through men or women. I separate people from the spiritual enemy displayed in Ephesians 6. I pray men and women operating in a bad spirit or the works of the flesh to be consecrated to God. I will not wrestle with flesh and blood. I bless those that wish to curse me in Jesus' name. God, I forgive them their sins and release favor upon them. God, your favor is like a shield, a hedge of protection upon my life. It keeps the spiritual enemy from defeating me. God, fight against my spiritual enemy to save me. God, give me a sign of your goodness that the spiritual enemy will see it and be put to shame. Because you help and comfort me. This favor is not compatible with the kingdom of God. I will not submit to it. I remove the garment of disfavor. I wear the garment of divine favor in the name of Jesus. Every mark of disfavor upon my life, spiritually and physically, will be wiped off with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every power that erased my name and picture from the memory of those ordained to favor, let the earth open and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. My Father, every lion roaring against my favor, I command you today be silenced in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I refuse to serve under the spirit of disfavor in Jesus' name. Every seat of evil judgment set up against my favor, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision taken against my life and favor, the blood of Jesus reverses them. In Jesus' name. My Father, favor the works of my hands. In Jesus' name. To the spiritual enemy that attempts to rise up against me, according to 1 Samuel 17:46, this will be your portion. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. I'm coming into great favor. Lord, I have your divine favor. Now I'm going to say a prayer over you. So agree with me in your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost and come into agreement. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, declare divine favor on everyone that listens to this. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I pray for a supernatural release of favor on your life. Lord God, I pray your spirit to rest upon them. Right now, Holy Ghost, I call upon you. Lord God, I call forth great and abundant favor. Lord God, I pray you would release your angels, Lord God, Father, to deliver, Lord God, packages from the heavenly realm to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, great favor comes upon you. Holy Ghost, Father, I pray, Lord God, your holy fire, Lord God, rest upon every individual listening to this in the name of Jesus Christ. His peace, abundant peace be upon you. May it rest upon you and upon your home. That the goodness of mercy will follow you all the days of your life, that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is no giant that will stand against you. There is no enemy that will stand before you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you victory through Jesus Christ, through the cross. The price has been paid. You are victorious. You will trample upon snakes and scorpions and upon all crawling things in this dimension. Right now, every fallen entity that has risen against you comes to naught in the name of Jesus. They turn away in disgrace. I declare in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy comes to naught. I bless the house of the Lord, and I bless the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless every man and woman and declare in the name of Jesus supernatural freedom. If there's any area of your life that has an open door in the name of Jesus, Lord God, close it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I pray your holy love, Lord God, your liquid love to come down, Lord God, from the throne room, even now in the name of Jesus. The love of God is poured out abroad upon you, saints. Holy Ghost, par, shabamariana, sodokoyete. The love of God is your portion. Your God loves you. You are his child. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And any word that declares the opposite is a lie of the devil. We cancel every lie. I expose every lie of the enemy right now over your life. I expose every entity right now that has tried to come against you, that has tried to hinder you, that has tried to disrupt your spiritual walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be abundantly blessed. You will be abundantly rich in the Spirit. His blessing, his favor is upon you. You will take back the land in the name of Jesus Christ. The land is your portion. Declare the good report of the Lord. Declare the good report. In the name of Jesus, every bad report that has been spoken, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ and declare abundant favor over you today. Children of God, give him praise. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. Have grace and mercy upon me to do your word and walk in holiness. I align my spirit with the Holy Spirit. Pray from a place of purity. I confess your favor and goodness for myself, my family, my pastor, and my church body. I bless people and rebuke any spirit not of God operating through men or women. I separate people from the spiritual enemy displayed in Ephesians 6. I pray men and women operating in a bad spirit or the works of the flesh to be consecrated to God. I will not wrestle with flesh and blood. I bless those that wish to curse me in Jesus' name. God, I forgive them their sins and release favor upon them. God, your favor is like a shield, a hedge of protection upon my life. It keeps the spiritual enemy from defeating me. God, fight against my spiritual enemy to save me. God, give me a sign of your goodness that the spiritual enemy will see it and be put to shame. Because you help and comfort me. This favor is not compatible with the kingdom of God. I will not submit to it. I remove the garment of disfavor. I wear the garment of divine favor in the name of Jesus. Every mark of disfavor upon my life, spiritually and physically, will be wiped off with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every power that erased my name and picture from the memory of those ordained to favor, let the earth open and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. My Father, every lion roaring against my favor, I command you today be silenced in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I refuse to serve under the spirit of disfavor in Jesus' name. Every seat of evil judgment set up against my favor, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision taken against my life and favor, the blood of Jesus reverses them. In Jesus' name. My Father, favor the works of my hands. In Jesus' name. To the spiritual enemy that attempts to rise up against me, according to 1 Samuel 17:46, this will be your portion. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. I'm coming into great favor. Lord, I have your divine favor. Now I'm going to say a prayer over you. So agree with me in your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost and come to agreement. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, declare divine favor on everyone that listens to this. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I pray for a supernatural release of favor on your life. Lord God, I pray your spirit to rest upon them. Right now, Holy Ghost, I call upon you. Lord God, I call forth great and abundant favor. Lord God, I pray you would release your angels, Lord God, Father, to deliver, Lord God, packages from the heavenly realm to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, great favor comes upon you. Holy Ghost, Father, I pray, Lord God, your holy fire, Lord God, rest upon every individual listening to this in the name of Jesus Christ. His peace, abundant peace be upon you. May it rest upon you and upon your home. That the goodness of mercy will follow you all the days of your life. That you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is no giant that will stand against you. There is no enemy that will stand before you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you victory through Jesus Christ. Through the cross, the price has been paid. You are victorious. You will trample upon snakes and scorpions. And upon all crawling things in this dimension. Right now, every fallen entity that has risen against you comes to naught in the name of Jesus. They turn away in disgrace. I declare in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy comes to naught. I bless the house of the Lord and I bless the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless every man and woman and declare in the name of Jesus supernatural freedom. If there's any area of your life that has an open door in the name of Jesus, Lord God, close it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I pray your holy love, Lord God, your liquid love to come down, Lord God, from the throne room, even now in the name of Jesus. The love of God is poured out abroad upon you, saints. Holy Ghost, far. The love of God is your portion. Your God loves you. You are his child. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And any word that declares the opposite is a lie of the devil. We cancel every lie. I expose every lie of the enemy right now over your life. I expose every entity right now that has tried to come against you, that has tried to hinder you, that has tried to disrupt your spiritual walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be abundantly blessed. You will be abundantly rich in the Spirit. His blessing, his favor is upon you. You will take back the land in the name of Jesus Christ. The land is your portion. Declare the good report of the Lord. Declare the good report. In the name of Jesus, every bad report that has been spoken, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ and declare abundant favor over you today. Children of God, give him praise. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. Have grace and mercy upon me to do your work and walk in holiness. Align my spirit with the Holy Spirit. Pray from a place of purity. I confess your favor and goodness for myself, my family, my pastor, and my church body. I bless people and rebuke any spirit not of God operating through men or women. I separate people from the spiritual enemy displayed in Ephesians 6. I pray men and women operating in a bad spirit or the works of the flesh to be consecrated to God. I will not wrestle with flesh and blood. I bless those that wish to curse me in Jesus' name. God, I forgive them their sins and release favor upon them. God, your favor is like a shield, a hedge of protection upon my life. It keeps the spiritual enemy from defeating me. God, fight against my spiritual enemy to save me. God, give me a sign of your goodness that the spiritual enemy will see it and be put to shame. Because you help and comfort me. This favor is not compatible with the kingdom of God. I will not submit to it. I remove the garment of disfavor. I wear the garment of divine favor in the name of Jesus. Every mark of disfavor upon my life, spiritually and physically, will be wiped off with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every power that erased my name and picture from the memory of those ordained to favor, let the earth open and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. My Father, my Father, every lion roaring against my favor, I command you today be silenced in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I refuse to serve under the spirit of disfavor in Jesus' name. Every seat of evil judgment set up against my favor, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision taken against my life and favor, the blood of Jesus reverses them. In Jesus' name. My Father, favor the works of my hands. In Jesus' name. To the spiritual enemy that attempts to rise up against me, according to 1 Samuel 17:46, this will be your portion. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day, I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that There is a God in Israel. I'm coming into great favor. Lord, I have your divine favor. Now I'm going to say a prayer over you. So agree with me in your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost and come into agreement. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, declare divine favor on everyone that listens to this. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I pray for a supernatural release of favor on your life. Lord God, I pray your spirit to rest upon them. Right now, Holy Ghost, I call upon you. Lord God, I call forth great and abundant favor. Lord God, I pray you would release your angels, Lord God, Father, to deliver, Lord God, packages from the heavenly realm to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, great favor comes upon you. Holy Ghost, Father, I pray, Lord God, your holy fire, Lord God, rest upon every individual listening to this in the name of Jesus Christ. His peace, abundant peace be upon you. May it rest upon you and upon your home, that the goodness of mercy will follow you all the days of your life, that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is no giant that will stand against you. There is no enemy that will stand before you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you victory through Jesus Christ, through the cross. The price has been paid. You are victorious. You will trample upon snakes and scorpions and upon all crawling things in this dimension. Right now, every fallen entity that has risen against you comes to naught in the name of Jesus. They turn away in disgrace. I declare in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy comes to naught. I bless the house of the Lord and I bless the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless every man and woman and declare in the name of Jesus supernatural freedom. If there's any area of your life that has an open door in the name of Jesus, Lord God, close it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray your holy love, Lord God, your liquid love to come down, Lord God, from the throne room, even now in the name of Jesus. The love of God is poured out abroad upon you, saints. Holy Ghost, par shabamariana sodokoyete. The love of God is your portion. Your God loves you. You are his child. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And any word that declares the opposite is a lie of the devil. We cancel every lie. I expose every lie of the enemy right now over your life. I expose every entity right now that has tried to come against you, that has tried to hinder you, that has tried to disrupt your spiritual walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be abundantly blessed. You will be abundantly rich in the Spirit. His blessing, his favor is upon you. You will take back the land in the name of Jesus Christ. The land is your portion. Declare the good report of the Lord. Declare the good report. In the name of Jesus, every bad report that has been spoken, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ and declare abundant favor over you today. Children of God, give him praise. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. generations for faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. Have grace and mercy upon me to do your work and walk in holiness. I align my spirit with the Holy Spirit. Pray from a place of purity. I confess your favor and goodness for myself, my family, my pastor, and my church body. I bless people and rebuke any spirit not of God operating through men or women. I separate people from the spiritual enemy displayed in Ephesians 6. I pray men and women operating in a bad spirit or the works of the flesh to be consecrated to God. I will not wrestle with flesh and blood. I bless those that wish to curse me in Jesus' name. God, I forgive them their sins and release favor upon them. God, your favor is like a shield, a hedge of protection upon my life. It keeps the spiritual enemy from defeating me. God, fight against my spiritual enemy to save me. God, give me a sign of your goodness that the spiritual enemy will see it and be put to shame, because you help and comfort me. This favor is not compatible with the kingdom of God. I will not submit to it. I remove the garment of disfavor. I wear the garment of divine favor in the name of Jesus. Every mark of disfavor upon my life, spiritually and physically, will be wiped off with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every power that erased my name and picture from the memory of those ordained to favor, let the earth open and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. My Father, every lion roaring against my favor, I command you today be silenced. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, I refuse to serve under the spirit of disfavor, in Jesus' name. Every seat of evil judgment set up against my favor, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision taken against my life and favor, the blood of Jesus reverses them. In Jesus' name. My Father, favor the works of my hands. In Jesus' name. To the spiritual enemy that attempts to rise up against me, according to 1 Samuel 17:46, this will be your portion. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day, I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. I'm coming into great favor. Lord, I have your divine favor. Now I'm going to say a prayer over you. So agree with me in your spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost, and come to agreement. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, declare divine favor on everyone that listens to this. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I pray for a supernatural release of favor on your life. Lord God, I pray your spirit to rest upon them. Right now, Holy Ghost, I call upon you. Lord God, I call forth great and abundant favor. Lord God, I pray you would release your angels, Lord God, Father, to deliver, Lord God, packages from the heavenly realm to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, great favor comes upon you. Holy Ghost, Father, I pray, Lord God, your holy fire, Lord God, rest upon every individual listening to this in the name of Jesus Christ. His peace, abundant peace be upon you. May it rest upon you and upon your home, that the goodness of mercy will follow you all the days of your life, that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is no giant that will stand against you. There is no enemy that will stand before you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you victory through Jesus Christ, through the cross. The price has been paid. You are victorious. You will trample upon snakes and scorpions and upon all crawling things in this dimension. Right now, every fallen entity that has risen against you comes to naught in the name of Jesus. They turn away in disgrace. I declare in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy comes to naught. I bless the house of the Lord, and I bless the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless every man and woman and declare in the name of Jesus supernatural freedom. If there's any area of your life that has an open door in the name of Jesus, Lord God, close it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray your holy love, Lord God, your liquid love to come down, Lord God, from the throne room, even now in the name of Jesus. The love of God is poured out abroad upon you, saints. Holy Ghost, fire, Shabbatiana, Sodoko. The love of God is your portion. Your God loves you. You are his child. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And any word that declares the opposite is a lie of the devil. We cancel every lie. I expose every lie of the enemy right now over your life. I expose every entity right now that has tried to come against you, that has tried to hinder you, that has tried to disrupt your spiritual walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be abundantly blessed. You will be abundantly rich in the Spirit. His blessing, his favor is upon you. You will take back the land in the name of Jesus Christ. The land is your portion. Declare the good report of the Lord. Declare the good report. In the name of Jesus, every bad report that has been spoken, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ and declare abundant favor over you today. Children of God, give him praise. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. generations for faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins. Have grace and mercy upon me to do your work and walk in holiness. Align my spirit with the Holy Spirit. Pray from a place of purity. I confess your favor and goodness for myself, my family, my pastor, and my church body. I bless people and rebuke any spirit not of God operating through men or women. I separate people from the spiritual enemy displayed in Ephesians 6. I pray men and women operating in a bad spirit or the works of the flesh to be consecrated to God. I will not wrestle with flesh and blood. I bless those that wish to curse me in Jesus' name. God, I forgive them their sins and release favor upon them. God, your favor is like a shield, a hedge of protection upon my life. It keeps the spiritual enemy from defeating me. God, fight against my spiritual enemy to save me. God, give me a sign of your goodness that the spiritual enemy will see it and be put to shame, because you help and comfort me. This favor is not compatible with the kingdom of God. I will not submit to it. I remove the garment of disfavor. I wear the garment of divine favor in the name of Jesus. Every mark of disfavor upon my life, spiritually and physically, will be wiped off with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Every power that erased my name and picture from the memory of those ordained to favor, let the earth open and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. My Father, every lion roaring against my favor, I command you today be silenced in the name of Jesus. O Lord, I refuse to serve under the spirit of disfavor in Jesus' name. Every seat of evil judgment set up against my favor, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decision taken against my life and favor, the blood of Jesus reverses them. In Jesus' name. My Father, favor the works of my hands. In Jesus' name. To the spiritual enemy that attempts to rise up against me, according to 1 Samuel 17:46, this will be your portion. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day, I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. I'm coming into great favor. Lord, I have your divine favor. Now I'm going to say a prayer over you. So agree with me in your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost and come to agreement. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, declare divine favor on everyone that listens to this. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Today I declare that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above and not beneath. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I pray for a supernatural release of favor on your life. Lord God, I pray your spirit to rest upon them. Right now, Holy Ghost, I call upon you. Lord God, I call forth great and abundant favor. Lord God, I pray you would release your angels, Lord God, Father, to deliver, Lord God, packages from the heavenly realm to your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, great favor comes upon you. Holy Ghost, Father, I pray, Lord God, your holy fire, Lord God, rest upon every individual listening to this in the name of Jesus Christ. His peace, abundant peace be upon you. May it rest upon you and upon your home. That the goodness of mercy will follow you all the days of your life. That you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There is no giant that will stand against you. There is no enemy that will stand before you in the name of Jesus Christ. God has given you victory through Jesus Christ, through the cross. The price has been paid. You are victorious. You will trample upon snakes and scorpions and upon all crawling things in this dimension. Right now, every fallen entity that has risen against you comes to naught in the name of Jesus. They turn away in disgrace. I declare in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy comes to naught. I bless the house of the Lord and I bless the saints in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless every man and woman and declare in the name of Jesus supernatural freedom. If there's any area of your life that has an open door in the name of Jesus, Lord God, close it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray your holy love, Lord God, your liquid love to come down, Lord God, from the throne room, even now in the name of Jesus. The love of God is poured out abroad upon you, saints. Holy Ghost, fire. The love of God is your portion. Your God loves you. You are his child. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And any word that declares the opposite is a lie of the devil. We cancel every lie. I expose every lie of the enemy right now over your life. I expose every entity right now that has tried to come against you, that has tried to hinder you, that has tried to disrupt your spiritual walk. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be abundantly blessed. You will be abundantly rich in the Spirit. His blessing, his favor is upon you. You will take back the land in the name of Jesus Christ. The land is your portion. Declare the good report of the Lord. Declare the good report. In the name of Jesus, every bad report that has been spoken, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ and declare abundant favor over you today. Children of God, give him praise. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory.